Okay, we'll move on. The next one is case number 9,039. And this one is the deck, inside deck.
Other than sending the letter, Rick, there's not much we can do with the water, is there?
On these those two decks? Mm-hmm. Not that we can do. Down to consumers having to do that themselves.
Yeah.
Well, once again, just like we discussed before, if we allow it, we're setting a precedent for all of them.
I want to make sure I understand this right. If the deck was ground level, it would be permitted. Is that correct?
Yes.
You can go to your property line.
We talked about this the last time, and if it's set up as a condominium, it's conceivable that all that area back there is a common element, in which nobody should be building. But I couldn't tell. I tried to look at tried to find the plan this evening before the meeting, couldn't find the right pages. But if it were a private backyard, you can do something ground level across your whole yard, pave it, deck it, whatever.
Right.
Once you get up off the ground.
Well, what they had originally was a platform steps. You can see it in pictures.
Yeah, and those are shown on the plan. Mm-hmm. The steps are all shown on the plan, the original layout of the condo.
They dropped down size too, right? They approved. They did drop that size down. Right? That's what they said. Instead of being lower, they dropped it down to a smaller size, and the association approved that.
Yeah,
they were 10 to 16, the other was 12 to 16. I think that's what I said.
So the association approved what they did.
Right. And the association's approval would suggest that they have no problem with setting a precedent for more decks.
Right. To be put
in that size.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
But we'd send it back to the association if they didn't.
No. The whole reason for the requirement is a safety issue.
Right.
Got a common area.
About 40 feet.
And you got 32 in there now, and then they're 40.
What you're going to find on some of these, the way the units are designed, I think it showed up on the site plan. The unit on one end of the building, which is an 8-unit building, is 40 plus feet between units, and then as you progress, further up,
right,
the number of units, then they get further apart.
And they can, yeah.
There's like a 4 foot or so change in every 2 units. It keeps going wider.
That is 44 feet, or 44 feet.
Right. So what you're suggesting is that eventually you'd be able to put the deck in there and meet the setback requirement.
At the far end.
Yeah.
Some of those folks could actually get a deck.
Or they could come in here and request a bigger deck.
Yeah, that's true.
But the unit across from this unit will be in even a more severe predicament if they decide they want to build a deck.
This deck is 32 feet from unit. I'm not sure what it says.
So, but what is 28, I think. What is that, 627?
628, I believe, is the unit they're closest to.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the inset on number 627.
Right next to each other.
But the opposite condo would have to have a more severe variance.
If he came in and built a 10-foot deck, then they'd be 22 feet apart.
Right. So he would have to have...
But it's for a deck, not an enclosure. I don't think he had any proposals for a screen porch or enclosed sunroom or anything like that, but they could apply for that too.
Oh yeah, next generation come along and want to put a roof on it. We've seen it happen many times.
What I thought we might get, because the CPR property management LLC, the one that kept contacting us, I thought they were going to actually come in and apply for a blanket. So it would be specific. All the buildings, or most of the buildings, that they could offer it as an option.
Mm-hmm.
But they never came in. So we anticipated they were going to do it, but they didn't do it.
No, that could be done after construction.
No, no, I'm saying they would do that before, so they would come in before the board and ask for a variance for a blanket variance, so they would be, but after a certain size, specific per units.
But after completion of all the townhouses or condos.
Would they do that after the building or before?
They could do it before, but this is pretty much built.
No, but I'm not talking about after the deck's built, I'm talking about after the
condo building.
Right.
You understand?
You mean that?
It could apply before, but they're built now, and they're all seven, the buyers were interested in, or the residents that are there now were interested in having more than just a platform at their back door.
Sure.
So. I mean, really, this should have been addressed at planning and zoning level with the onset of the development.
Well, it probably was, and they said.
What they do when they come in with planning and zoning, they apply for a building design that's basically a rectangle. Or they, in some case, they show the offset, but they don't show steps and landings, that type thing. They come up later.
Didn't the developer, wasn't he here, and he was in opposition?
He was in opposition of it.
Because he said, you know, that wasn't his intent to have decks on the back of all of them. So that's why he built the way he did.
Yeah. He's also in talks with had more coming in, but three or four.
Did he develop this whole thing?
Yeah, he talked about it, yeah. Mr. Perlman, with his name.
That's right.
Yep. Yeah, that was his name. That was his name. He's got like 81 of these condos that he owns or whatever. And he said it was never that, never the intention. But yet, when the test got up from the board, other people told him no, they couldn't handle. But when I questioned, did you tell this board? But they said no. So, you know, that they proved them that they couldn't have them. Remember, I've got them in application.
And it was a post permit, the contractor.
Post permit, the guy. Yeah. Contractor was getting.
Yeah, I saw that minute, and I didn't know what that was.
Yeah, that's what they got.
That's when you're lying.
That's a shame for the owner, you know, that. Yeah, they're getting post permits, and they're going to park the slab line and put.
Post permit or post permit?
Post permit.
After the post permit.
They had to get two permits, so did you have to pay twice? I mean, he get some post permit starts, and he said, no, I'm done, I'll go get one, and then, or tell them to go get it.
But the post permit, it should have been after, not before.
Right. That's it.
That's what he was doing, and that's a shame. It really is.
Management company or whoever has it, you say, applied for a blanket?
No, I did not. Just from the main conversation that we had was CPR property management, we thought that's what they were going to do. But they were probably waiting to see what kind of precedent was established by this application and one previous that's still pending.
Yeah, it's coming up. Yeah.
How many more do we have coming?
I'm just saying two we have right now. I have to go check the ones pending.
I was under the impression there were more decks, but not in violation.
I saw one down there, but it wasn't in this situation.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, there's some of the units were
for him.
Extend the opposite end of the building, and they would probably have room for, certain ones would have room for deck, maybe not one across from each other, but
exterior
come for sure.
Yeah, the exterior buildings, they had the room.
They had them on there. Well, John, maybe you want to. We want to table it and think on it a while. We'll throw it on your next meeting, which is next week. One more time.
I'll have one more time to think on it.
Right. We'll go to our next meeting.
Right. Yeah. If you approve one, can you say the one across from it, can you have one in the opposite zone?
Well, I'll interrupt, but if this were approved and then unit 628 came in and applied and it's a 22-foot variance would be necessary to separate this deck from theirs, then you could have a different opinion because it's that much closer.
Would it be a bit hypocritical to
set
a precedent and then not allow?
Well, once you set this up, you know what's going to happen.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying. You're going to
set this in the next meeting.
It's October 1st. Table until our next regular meeting.
Can you have a second to that motion?
Second.
Got a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we will table case number 9,939 to our next regular meeting, which is next week, October the 1st. All those in favor of the motion, give me your voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion so carried. Okay, this is 10-1.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Our next